After conversations with the SPP administration and reading some of the literature on prison pedagogy, we wanted to avoid terms like prisoner or inmate, which is why we generally attempted to refer to the students we serve as incarcerated students when just students does not suffice. However, we needed a term that was concise and also clearly distinguished these consultations from other asynchronous consultations we offer. We felt that prison consultation was an acceptable compromise as it evokes the place the submissions are coming from instead of who they are coming from.